Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Mystic Journey. I'm your host, Mona Magic. By now, most of you should know the format of this show, but in case all of you have forgotten or this is your first time listening, you can pick up this segment and all of the future shows on my website, monamagic.com. And that's monamagic.com, as well as downloading it from iTunes. Just do a search under Mona Magic. But first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to all my sponsors. Of course, you know, I always mention ESP Labs. However, of course, I do have someone from the ESP Labs, so I'm not going to go too much into that, but you can reach ESP Lab at esplab.com. And, of course, the Original Falcon Press, the publishing company of real quality occult books, you can reach them at originalfalcon.com. And, of course, Gro Mambo, Voodoo High Priestess, who will be joining me every third Sunday of the month, starting, every Sunday, as a matter of fact, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She'll be joining me again on the 16th of August, same time, same place. Today I've got Sammy from ESP Lab, and he will be joining me talking about prosperity magic. He'll be joining me on the show in just one moment. But before he also joins me on the show, let me talk about some of the shows that's coming up. I have Reflections with myself, Mona Magic, on the 9th of August at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will be talking about all the shows that I've talked about over, well, since February, as a matter of fact, and I believe there's about a good 30 of them that I've spoken about since then. Before then, I had gone from November to February, and now it's from February until today. And of course, Gro Mambo, who I will be having on my show on the 16th of August at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she will be spreading her words of wisdom and, of course, giving blessings. I will have Phil Farber talking about evocation to the gods and altered states. Stay tuned for that a little bit later. As well as the Panpipes Magical Marketplace. There's only about three old standing magical and occult spiritual stores out there in the nation of United States of America, and Panpipes is, I believe, on the top three. So please join me when I'll be talking to the owners Friday the 28th of August at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But of course, I believe I should be able to reach my guest online in one moment, so stay tuned. Hello?
Oh, and I get disconnected, even when I just stay.
Hello there.
Yes.
Yes, we will be having our guest in one moment. Just a second, please, if you can just hold. Hello there.
Yeah?
Yes, we will be having our guest in one moment, if you can just please hold. As you all can see, the lines are just packed, waiting for Sammy, and I'm just waiting for him to just show up. Before we had technical difficulties, and this time it appears that, you know, when Sammy comes into the office, I tell you, it is electrifying. Many people have called, and many people have mentioned that they cannot wait for him to show up. Many people have emailed me about their testimonies regarding finances coming in, and it's all good. So let's see if I can get him on the line right now.
Are you there, Mona?
Yes, I am here, Sammy. I tell you, the lines have been so busy. I was going on the list, and I tell you, it's been crazy waiting for you. But thank you for joining me, and welcome back again.
Well, so you can hear me and I'm all connected. I had a little trouble connecting, but
you know what? I just mentioned to everyone out there that when you come on the air, it's just electrifying. Everything just goes haywire, you know. All the thunder shows up and, you know, all of a sudden, behold, there is Sammy. So everyone, thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. Sammy is here live with me and we will be talking about prosperity magic. And for all of you who did not tune in last time, weren't able for whatever reason, or who have not been able to download the MP3, the show that we had a while back, Sammy will be casting a spell for everyone going through a ritual and bestowing the prosperity blessings upon us all. So, Sammy, how have you been, and what have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
Well, I'm I tend to stay busy, as you know, and I know that you're busy. It's a beautiful day in Durango, Colorado today. I've got broccolis blooming in my garden and radishes blooming and tomatoes blooming. And two of my three Great Danes are in the room here with me supporting. So, you know, living life fully, running the lab, taking care of business interests and seeking to live, love, laugh, and be happy as much as possible.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I wanted to mention to you that I've had quite a few many people call in to me on my line. I have an 800 line that I take readings, and, you know, while I'm getting readings out, it says, yes, I've listened to the show, you know, yes, money is coming in. A few people have emailed me, and I hear that you have had some luck yourself.
Well, like, you know, I have been celebrating prosperity magic in the Al Manning style for over 30 years. I did just get an email today, just a few minutes ago. It's dated July 26, 2:43 p.m., and I just had sent out a broadcast email to friends about that I was going to be on your show today. And the person that I haven't heard from in a year says, all your prosperity magic is working for me in many, many ways, not just buckets and wheelbarrows, rivers and streams of money, good feedback, creativity, publicity, and lush green stuff that folds, but good works and kind connections too. True story, after seeing you last year at Leah in Sequoias and being blessed by you and your prosperity powder, the next week I received an inheritance that I'd been waiting on for 2.5 years. I've kept an urn of it on my altar for all these years. He's talking about the prosperity powder. So, you know, but, you know, that's more of the same, and, of course, that's what we want. We want to have a consistent abundance, prosperity consciousness so that we can all continue living the good life and living a better and better life.
Sure, exactly. Well, you know, I wanted to mention to everyone that prosperity can extend to other areas in your life. You know, it can be the abundance of, you know, it can leak into your health factor, it can leak into, you know, your love and every aspect. I mean, it's not just about money, it's about the quality of life. So with that, could you go into what prosperity really is to you, Sammy, and what you teach to everyone else about how to really, first of all, get it and maintain it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm helping a friend who's trying to listen in right now, who wants to participate in a good life. How's the fastest place to get to the lecture on your from your front page, Mona?
Okay. Well, all of you, you can go to my page at monamagic.com.
Go to your page about Mona?
Yes. Well, here, why doesn't everyone do this? Go to blogtalkradio.com, and that's /Mona Magic. And your show will be on there, and all they have to do is they can listen to that live. Or
okay,
if
Blog Talk Radio, Mona Magic Prosperity Spell. Here it is.
Yes, indeed. You have it?
I have it here, and I've turned it on for my my guest who wanted to tune into the show. Let's hear if we...
And your show will be on there. And all we have to do is just listen to that live.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it there, huh?
he got it, and he was I was moving into my altar room, and I was letting him listen on the computer room, and he was having trouble finding it. So.
Oh, I see. Alternatively, everyone, you can always dial area code 347-308-8258. Again, I would just repeat that, 347-308-8258. But, of course, thank goodness to the technology, we can always tune in via Internet. And if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ModaMagic, the latest show is up there, and it is the current show that we have here, which is Prosperity Magic.
So anyway, in terms of answering your question of what it means to me to live an abundant lifestyle, of course, we live in this world, and the first rule is survival. And after survival, everybody wants to live as good a life as possible. And what makes that, to me, like I have numbers of things that I'm thankful for in my life. I start my life each day by counting my blessings. And that can be something as simple as I appreciate having the blue sky. I live up at 7,000 feet in the mountains. I have clean air, grapes growing outside my window, birds singing. All of that is a reflection of living a more abundant lifestyle. And having enough money to pay your bills, to enjoy the good things of life, having your health, having a positive attitude, having good friends, enjoying the beauty of nature and life. Those are all a piece of living the abundant lifestyle.
All right. You have spoken about the prosperity powder a bit. Now, can you go a little bit more into the various, let's say, extensions of prosperity magic? Of course, you've got ritual. You've got some people use floor washes. Some people use, some people even use different sacrifices. And some people use various times of the moon, all sorts of things. So can you just go into various mediums of prosperity, namely first your prosperity powder?
Well, the prosperity powder is based on the work of Al Manning. I am the president of the ESP Lab. Al ran the lab for 40 years, and then 3.5 years ago he moved to the spirit world full-time, and I took over at his request and also his son's request and his wife's request because they felt it's what Al wanted. But that was my first introduction into the ESP Lab, as I had one of Al's books, Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft, and in it, he has chapters on prosperity, how to make oils, how to make powders, and I was down on my luck at the moment. I was down to $27 and unemployed and staying with friends, and this was in the late 70s. So I was saying, okay, I have this book. I wonder if there's anything that would be practical. And so I read the chapter on prosperity consciousness and how to make the prosperity powder, and the powder was interesting to me because I am an herbalist. I did have an interest in an herb company at the time, although it wasn't doing very well financially. And so I had studied the physical aspects of herbs, whether it's cayenne can boost your immune system and also is loaded in vitamin A and stimulates your circulation and that kind of a thing. So Al's chapter was talking about metaphysical or spiritual aspects of herbalism. And so the theory that went into the prosperity powder was that the Earth Mother, who is the supplier of everything material in this world, is honored and pleased if you make a prosperity powder of sacred elements of the earth, elements like, ingredients like sandalwood, cinnamon, frankincense, myrrh. And all of those were in the original recipe. So the concept was if you make a powder of elements that are sacred to the earth in honor of her and in cooperation with the nature spirits, namely the elves and the gnomes and the tree nymphs and all of those kind of natural earth spirits, and you make it with joy and you put a magical happy chant into it, that when you sprinkle the powder, it will attract prosperity. So I made up a batch of it and tried it, and it worked well in the late 70s, and it's been working well ever since, as you can see by that email that I got in the last 15 minutes.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, with this powder, is there such thing as increasing its potency? Or
well,
would that be considered greed?
No. I mean, the thing of it is that it's kind of like every day is a different day, if you would, meaning that there is an energy of every day. And so the energy that is put into the powder when it's made is one factor. The energy that exists on the day it is used is another factor. The energy of the practitioner goes up and down, just like Mona. I'm sure you don't have too many bad days, but you may have one or two here and there, just to for the variety's sake of it. And so, for example, if a person is going to do a prosperity spell, he should be in the most positive, abundant type of consciousness. He shouldn't be, oh, woe is me, I wish I had some more money, but I guess I'll try this prosperity magic and I'll hope for the best, but I don't think anything's going to happen. If a person is trying to use the prosperity powder in that kind of a context, it's not going to work as well for them. So all these different ingredients are different potentizing aspects or negative aspects. And like, for example, today the moon is increasing. Well, ideally you want to do your prosperity magic when the moon is increasing, because everything is getting more abundant naturally, so you tap into that.
I see. Now, are there other elements of a ritual standing that you can actually contribute to others? Because let's just face it, okay, let's get real, Sammy. You know, these days people have been emailing me, and I've been reading, you know, for people about, you know, when is my financial situation going to get better? It's pretty hard to, do a prosperity spell when you feel really down and out and you're owing, you know, everyone, you know, and your mother bill, you know, money, and you don't have a job. So what are some of the things that we could possibly add to creating a great environment if, you know, at least, you know, things aren't around us that great?
Well, I'm smiling as you say that, because when I did my very, very first prosperity magic spell, I had been feeling very down and out, because I had been a successful business owner. And I had gotten so I'm putting it in the context that you have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps no matter what is going on around you.
Right.
And it's tough. It's tough if you're facing any kind of major negative factor in your life. And if you look at it just for fun from a biblical standpoint, I have been doing a little reading on Daniel in the lion's den. And I don't know how many are familiar with the story, but in the Old Testament, the king says, Daniel, I want you to give me a prophecy. He says, well, you're going to have a lot of war and famine. And the king says, well, if you're going to keep that up, you're going to be thrown to the lions. And Daniel says, well, I only can tell you what I see. And so he gets thrown in the lion's den, and but he doesn't get eaten. And he doesn't get eaten because he's not focusing on, the lions are going to eat me. I know it's going to be terrible. Instead of that, he turns to the spirit of the light and says, I am surrendered to divine power. I know I'm perfectly protected. In any event, it doesn't matter what level of negativity confronts you. Each one of us is thrown into the lion's den in some aspect of our life experience. And it's a matter of whether we turn away from the lions into the realm of spirit, or we focus on our imminent destruction, and then, of course, the imminent destruction becomes irresistible.
Sure.
So,
okay.
In my case, back in the history, I felt of myself as to be people call me a hip capitalist because they thought I was hip, but I was also had three businesses. I had a restaurant by the beach in San Diego, and I had a started a convenience natural food business, and I helped start an herb company that had 30,000 square feet of manufacturing capacity and herb storage. And then with some friends, I bought a 264-acre retreat in San Diego and dedicated it as a holistic healing center. So I was just successful, had money coming in from multiple streams, living the good life, music festivals in the mountains, hot tub that seats 15. In that same context, I had 15 licensed massage therapists on duty by the lake while the lilacs are blooming. So, you know, I was living a very rich, abundant lifestyle, and then I got a vision to go on a spiritual quest, and I went on the spiritual quest for 10 months. And I, you know, by the time I got home, all of my traveling cash was diminished, and I had $27 in my pocket. Well, I was coming home anticipating that I had a restaurant by the beach. I have a convenience natural food business that's distributing all through Southern California and through mail order throughout the United States. I had sold my interest in the herb company, and they owed me $10,000, which was a chunk of change in the 70s.
Right.
So anyway, as I came back, I went to eat a sandwich at the restaurant, and it was closed because the lease was lost and the landlord had taken it over. So I said, well, I guess there goes my restaurant. I says, well, that's all right. The herb company owes me 10 grand. So I went and I approached them, and they said, oh, well, too bad. Wait in line. We're overdrawn $15,000, and we're all not getting paid. And I says, well, that's a problem. And then I went to my partner in the convenience natural food business, and he said, well, yeah, it was your business, your idea, your loan with the bank, but you were gone too long. It's my business now, so sue me.
Hmm.
And but he said, don't worry, I'll pay off the bank loan. So anyway, I was sitting there, and I was staying with a friend, and I was, and I says, well, I have to do something, and that's when I got Al Manning's Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft book. So what I'm sharing with you is any one of us at any moment can know despair because our finances are challenged. And in my case, I was lucky enough to have Al Manning's Prosperity Powder recipe, and I started working with it, and it kept working. But, you know, just another related story to that in terms of, like, people feeling that, oh, life is hard and life is tough. I had a friend who was a Beverly Hills attorney, and he had been very, very successful, driving his two Excaliburs, his Hollywood mansion, his millions of dollars in assets, and all of a sudden he started losing $2 million a month for 9 months, and after losing $18 million, the bank froze his last $800,000 of working capital, and they repossessed his coffee machine from his penthouse suite at the top floor of the Glendale Bank building in Beverly Hills. So he and this was at Thanksgiving time, and he had to tell his 600 employees that he had no money to pay them for the holiday because the bank had frozen all his funds. So I came in. And he wasn't really a believer necessarily in that kind of thing, but he did like singing, and I liked to sing. And I said, well, I have a song for you. He said, it better be one that brings prosperity. And I says, I do have one of that, and it goes with my magic powder. And he says, oh, well, I'll bring in a law clerk and a secretary. I want a witness. And so I sang a prosperity song for him, and I gave him some prosperity powder. And a week later, he got a... 3 days later, he got a $300,000 plus loan to meet payroll. And 7 days later, the bank that had froze his $800,000 gave him a new $3.5 million line of credit. So both of those examples of me sitting there saying, I got $27 in my pocket, what am I going to do?
Sure.
And him having all his assets frozen are examples of it doesn't matter if you conceive that you're in the depth of the darkness, but if you're in the lion's den, you don't focus on, oh, no, the lions are going to eat me. You turn to the light instead. That's
yes,
bottom
you,
line.
You look for survival. That's the bottom line.
Well, and you turn away from the way I count, Mona, is, and I'm sure we've already addressed this but in our conversations, but I count this as a magical universe. You're a magical person. Everyone who's listening is a magical person. And they're imbued with divine creative powers as living gods of light and power. And that is true whether people realize it or not, that our Creator gave each one of us a magical mind, and that magical mind works like a computer, and if you put garbage into it, you get garbage out of it, or, and that's something Al Manning used to say, garbage in, garbage out.
Sure.
So the point is that it's kind of funny. I just counseled someone who wrote me, and they talked about, I am really having a lot of financial problems. And I says, don't ever do that. I am is a power word.
Oh, definitely.
And it's a word of creation. It's a magic spell, if you would. And so it's whatever you choose to add to that phrase, you're creating that. So if you say, I am whatever negative condition, you're reinforcing it. So even if you don't believe it, you need to reprogram your mind to say, I'm rich, thin, rich, and beautiful. I'm unique, wonderful, extremely exciting. I'm centered in the peace and love of spirit. Whatever it is, you want to be careful with your words and your thoughts because you are shaping your reality.
Yes, indeed. And that's one thing I'd like to reiterate to everyone, that your words are words of power. So with that, because we, you know, of course know that we have to choose our words carefully, what else would you recommend that is essential towards the actual success of a prosperity spell? Besides,
well,
okay, we've addressed attitude, we've addressed intent, we've addressed words, we've addressed, you know, the various times and bases of a moon. What about other aspects that you would consider a successful ritual when it comes down to a prosperity spell?
Well, the first thing from my perspective is that all prayer work or magic work or spell work has some universal elements. And it starts with your own frame of mind, your own point of consciousness. So if you are feeling like you are dying and you have been diagnosed with cancer or whatever negative condition that you have, that the doctors or the physical world has told you is what you have to deal with, you have to be able to if you're told you have an incurable illness, the thing to do is not to sit there and say, oh, I'm dying, I have an incurable illness, because all you do is reinforce it. So if you're doing a health spell, if you have been feeling poorly, you need to wait for a day where you're feeling stronger. The same thing with the prosperity magic. Your consciousness cannot be flooded with all the things that are going wrong and all the problems that you have. You have to choose to change the channel to something spiritually affirmative. And in the lab, with the type of consciousness and work we do here, it's all about joyful attitude. And that's one of the things, particularly in the type of prosperity magic we do, is we tune into the power within, the power without, the power of the stars. We count our blessings. And that might be one. So the bottom line is, you can't be consumed with your feelings of want and lack and expect a prosperity spell to pull you out of the situation, because you created it in the first place.
And you're reenacting it by you affirming it. If you have that negative spirit about yourself, well, you actually at the ESP lab, I do know in the past it's been, but I'm not sure if you still do now. Do you do prosperity spells for members and those who seek your advice and help?
Sure, we do. We prefer, as a reference, we prefer to do it for our membership, and part of the reason for that is because we have a daily series of magical works that we do for all members, affirming their health, wealth, happiness, peace of mind, success, and joy. And then we ask our membership to participate in that. So if a person already is exposed to some of our of the principles that we espouse, then it's easier for the energy to work for them. However, Al Manning would say that all you have to have is enough faith to try it. When I first tried Al's magic spell for prosperity, I had never heard of him or didn't know him. Someone just handed me a book out of curiosity. I looked at it, and I gave it a try. But no, we continue doing. First of all, we say that we treat for the success of any positive requests that we receive,
I think
that's from members or non-members. So we're at esplab.com, and our contact information is on there. I'm SAMI at esplab.com, and we claim the success of any positive request. Sometimes people forget that, and they say, well, my boyfriend had a new girlfriend, and she's such a blank blank, and can you damage her or kill her or any kind of harm her? And we don't engage in that kind of energy. We acknowledge that that kind of energy may exist, and we also do help people who say, well, someone is projecting negative energy at me. Can you help reverse that? And again, we have the attitude that everyone deserves a free life, an abundant life, a clear life, a happy life, and a spiritual life. So if someone sends us a request, no matter who they are, if it's for a positive purpose, we add it to our prayer lists and we treat for the success of that. Our members write in and they say, would you do a 7-day candle ritual for a suggested donation of $13? And we do that. And our members, know that there is a little bit of a sacrifice needed for good magics to really work, and it doesn't mean you have to cut the head off a chicken, although some people are into that. But if you said, well, here's my $2, then you're giving something, and it gives you a better opportunity to receive something.
Indeed, indeed. Well, with that, I would say, even though you do offer these spellcasting services, that it's best for people to empower themselves. So with that, are there any other tips besides, the phases of the moon, such as most people associate ritual works with candles, green candles, certain oils, and certain times of a month other than the phases of the moon, when certain planets come into transit? Are there any other type of, string of advice, lines that you'd like to give everyone who's listening in?
Well, absolutely, and I always tend to start with the basics, and then think of some of the other elements like the planetary hours or the days of the week or a candle or its color as enhancements or fine tuning your spell. The basic point is that I'm a maverick magician, and I regard you as a maverick magician, and everyone has the potential of returning to the throne room of consciousness and experiencing their oneness with the divine. So yes, we will do a spell cast for an individual on a positive level if they request it. If they send us some money for our work, we're happy to receive it. But our bottom line is really seeking to empower the individual to be a magical maverick magician, to know their own potency. So in that context, if I start at the beginning, I would say, well, your thoughts are real. And so that's one idea. But when you say, when you look at your thoughts and manage your thoughts, because if you look at the rituals, that's a way of empowering your thoughts in a specific direction. But how I would suggest that the individual start is by looking at themself and seeing what kind of negative attitudes they're holding, whether it's about, oh, I just can't find a job. Well, you need to switch it to a positive polarity like the perfect employment is seeking me now. And so, number one, your thoughts are real. Number two, when you take a clear thought, like the perfect employment is seeking me now, and then you add to it a powerful emotion, like desire. I really need a job. I really want a job. I know the perfect employment is seeking me now. So the real thing to get in tune with is your own capacity as a magical person, taking your thoughts and emotions, and then if you have a really important one, then you add spirit power to it, which is a prayer, a scientific treatment, a magical spell. And all of those are towards getting your request into the hands of Spirit so that Spirit can assist you in manifesting your true thoughts and true desires.
I see.
So that's the basics. Then everything else to me is window dressing, and it's like what makes it fun for you, what helps you to tune in. I'm in my... the room that I am does have my altar to the east in it, and it also has some fine art. I have some Renoir, a Moreau, a Chagall, a Picasso on the wall, plus an original piece of art I did when I did an illustration of a fire genie. So. And then I did a sponge painting on the wall. I've got hardwood oak floor, so I'm standing on the oak. Two of my Great Danes are lying on the bed. This is actually their bedroom. And they have a king-size bed here. And you know, the mama dog is worth $10,000. So I'm surrounding myself with opulence. And that all helps.
Sammy, I did need to interrupt you really quick. Just for a second. Did you say that your Great Dane has a king-size bed?
Well, they have a king-size bed in their bedroom and two queen-size beds in the den and a queen-size bed on the front porch. And...
All right. You really know how to go in style, don't you? Hence, your spell's working.
Well, the thing of it is it's part of a prosperity magician's consciousness.
Yes, indeed. I would say so.
And, you know, and I live on 2 acres, and I have view of the mountains. And you know, so all of that, just every one of those things helps me get into a prosperity consciousness. Now, on this little altar I'm using, it's on an oak table with a marble piece on it. Now, you're asking about what you do to enhance it. So with every person, there are different things that, A, turn them on, but then there's secondarily and equally important the type of energy that is within each thing. Like this oak table, oak is the sacred tree of the Druids. It is the tree of the sun. So we have sun power in the altar, and then we have brown and pink marble. And marble is something of opulence, but it's also something that adds a potency to your thought forms. I have roses from the garden. I have a pan. I have a Chagall picture on the altar. I have a silver burn bowl that belonged to Al Manning. I have a couple of pyramids. You know, so it's like I've got a couple of candles going right now. I have the red candle of strong energy and passion and true desire, and I have a blue candle of the sky and infinity and peace and you know, the supply of the ocean. So all of the different things in nature are a symbol of a spiritual principle. I look out my window, I have grapes growing. I look a little farther, I can see my vegetable garden with a big fat pan blowing his little pipes in the wind with tomatoes growing on the vine. All of that multiplies my prosperity consciousness. But if I didn't have a job, and I didn't have any money in my pocket, and I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, and if I wanted to change that, then I need to flip my consciousness into a more abundant mode. And how can a person that is not fully aware of all their resources, how can you start to tune into that? Well, a simple way is count your blessings. So if I was, again, homeless and with no money, no friends, no nothing, I'd start counting. I thank the good spirits for this breath of life. There is nothing more precious in the world. And I would breathe, and I would be thankful for that breath. You know, so you have to start where you are, and then you have to focus on the good in order to multiply your good.
Yes, indeed. I want to just make note of that, because I think in spite of this program being about prosperity magic, I want to encourage those people out there who don't know what the ESP Lab is to just check out their website, because there's lots of knowledge to be learned from Al Manning's teachings, and there's loads of members out there as well that have been with you for many, many decades, and it's for a good reason. It's because, you know, there's very valuable information. So sometimes I would have to say that it's not so much just listening to the show or listening about prosperity magic, but they could possibly get more information about the teachings by just becoming a member and reading about your newsletters and the information that you give out monthly. Would you agree to that?
Well, sure. And our website, of course, is a current method of reaching out to people, and it's fun because, you know, we just had signed up our first member in Germany who found us on the website, who had read a number of Al's 23 books. And Al does have 23 books on white magic, Al G. Manning, and they're available all over the world. We do sell them, you know, through the lab. But basically, our website is hundreds of pages of content of inspiration and white magic and astrology. I write, my monthly astrology column is on there. And membership, so the first thing is, for free, you can go to the website and tune in to lots of stuff, and you'll see lots of testimonials on there, as well as lots of editorials and lots of content. We have a comprehensive light meditation course on the website called A New Light of Help for You, which was the first one of Al's 11 correspondence courses. And we have the first chapter online. And if you're a member, which is only $2 a month or $3 a month if you're an international member, and we haven't raised those prices in 44 years. So if you're a member, you can access the member section, and the member section has all of the newsletters, which is additional content, and you can, you know, read the whole light course on the website. So it's a great resource. We encourage people to look it up and send us an email if they have an interest in what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, let's go into what everyone has been, and, you know, waiting for, everyone has been just looking for, and that is the prosperity spell, the prosperity ritual.
Well, absolutely. And what I would just suggest is that this is my third time on Mona Magic. They say third time is the charm.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Part of that is all about perseverance and persistence, meaning you don't just try to play the piano. You have to go back again and again if you're going to have some proficiency. And it's not necessarily easy for people to adjust the rational mind in the direction of spirit. But we've had two classes, one on spell casting, one on prosperity magic. In the other two classes or lectures, they were more of a class saying, oh, and this is why we're doing this, and this is why we're doing that. Basically, what we're going to do once we get into the prosperity blessing, and sometimes in the world I use the word prosperity blessing because it's a more universal term. Because as soon as you say spell, some people say, well, what does that mean, and is he a witch or whatever it is? I don't mind if people think I'm a witch, or if they think I'm a prosperity magician, or if they think I'm a scientific prayer person. I could say yes to all of the above. But in terms of getting the general public to accept what you're doing, if I say I have a prosperity blessing for you, it's more of a universal application. We are going to be doing a ritual today, which is going to be a prosperity blessing for all who are listening, for Mona and me, for our ESP laboratory, and especially those who are in financial need. So I'm not. Once I get into the ritual part, which will be short and sweet, I'm not going to be going into any explanations back and forth. I'm just going to be doing the ritual out loud and asking everyone to lend me their magical minds, for we all are magical minds, and participating to the degree they want to, because all of this works dependent upon the free will of the individual. I once mentioned to a friend of mine who reflected that they were a communist that I was doing prosperity blessings for folks, and he looked like I had slapped him in the face. He didn't want any part of such a thing.
Really?
Well, you know, because he's all into I share everything equally with everyone kind of a thing, so why would I want more than anyone else? The way that I count is that the universe is abundant, that we are children of the light, that we deserve the best, and it's not good to be too attached to materialism versus spirituality or growth or positive energy or friendship, but, you know, living the good life requires a certain amount of resources, and I don't mind that I have a Picasso or a Chagall, and to me, I love them just like I do my carved Buddha or my carved pan, and they're all things that put me in the right consciousness. Any other last-minute words?
Absolutely not. Sammy, you have the ritual for.
Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone who is willing, who wants to participate in this, to lend me your minds, for we are all magic minds. Now reach with me to the east and invite the creative fire of the light to come and be with us. And say with me or after me, welcome east. Now reach with your minds and your creative energy to the west, to the spirit of the air, and some say it's the spirit of the water, but if, you know, it depends on where you're living, but today we're using the west for the spirit of the air, and we're welcoming the intelligence and the wisdom of the air spirits as we say, welcome, west. Then we reach to the great north, to the land beyond, beyond, to the lands of wisdom and the lands of water, to the lands of Mama Isis, to the power of water, and we invite that spirit to be with us as we say, welcome, North. And we reach with our love and our power and our heart chakras to the green ray, to the growing plants, to the green garments of the Earth Mother, and we reach to the great Earth, the energy of supply and treasures, and say, welcome, South. We reach to the sky above and say, welcome, sky. We reach to the earth beneath our feet and say, welcome, earth. And we reach to the spirit that surrounds us and fills all things and says, welcome, spirit. Thank you for being with us. I offer up this sage to the mother of the universe to thank her for cleansing my space and the space of all those listening today. And I declare that my space and the space of the participants is cleansed, blessed, and purified on seven planes of reality. I light this new candle, this new green candle, this candle of light, abundance, and prosperity in invocation of the Mother of the Universe and all sparks of light who are positive, who are with us, to be dancing in our flames with us tonight. Thank you, Mother, and thank you, Father, and I want everyone who's participating to affirm this with me. I am worthy to receive the bounty of the universe. I am worthy to receive the bounty of the universe. I am worthy to receive the bounty of the universe. And now I'm going to use the power of the pen to write down this prayer, and I'm writing it on one of our pyramid sheets, and this is a green sheet for money. And I'm saying, let there be an abundance of new good fortune manifesting now for Mona Magic, her radio show participants, see, sometimes the material world doesn't work quite as fast as the thought world. Let there be an abundance of new good fortune manifesting now for Mona Magic, for her radio show participants, for me, and my ESP laboratory. So mote it be. And I'm going to take this green pyramid sheet, and I'm going to energize it just a little bit under this nice onyx pyramid that I have, and I'm going to say two more times, let there be an abundance of new good fortune manifesting now for Mona Magic, for her radio show participants, for me and my ESP laboratory, so mote it be. Let there be an abundance of new good fortune manifesting now for Mona Magic, her radio show participants, and my ESP laboratory, so mote it be. Now I'm placing that under the pyramid, and on the pyramid sheet the following words are written, and I'm going to declare, Rama Agni, bring the light to me. Rama Agni, bring the powerful light to we. Rama Agni, bring the light to me. Rama Agni, bring the lush green light to me. Bathe me with your growth and love. Bring abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free. Now into the prayer bowl, I'm going to offer this, and I'm going to light the prayer with the yellow fire of Ishtar, the red of Nergal, and the blue of Marduk, Shiva, Athena, and Thor. Bring us victory's mighty roar, Rama Agni, set us free, bring us peace, prosperity. We claim our daily share of light, we tune our flame to shine bright, Thor's magic wings, creativity sings, Pan dances, harmonies, and as my will, so mote it be. And I declare that I know that as the smoke rises, the mother of the universe hears our prayers and abundantly fulfills. Blessed be. And to the Mother of the Universe, I hold up my chalice. I hold up the water of life. And I ask the Rainbow Mother Isis to pour forth the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the purple, the violet, the white light, that we may share it with her. Mother, fill our cup with the rainbow, with the light. And Mother, fill our cups full with everything we need for the health of our body, mind, and spirit. So mote it be. And as I drink this water, I'm going to pour just a little bit into the prayer bowl to be there with all the people who have been prayed for and saying, share with me this water of life and creative supply. Now, knowing that the mother is here and that she has heard our prayers, I'm going to declare with her, let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh increase, creativity, peace, love, harmony for Mona Magic, for the ESP Lab, for all those participating in the show today, for me and our friends and families, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity, peace, love, harmony, positive publicity. Just pouring in now for Mona Magic and me, for our ESP laboratory, for all of our internet radio participants, now and in the future, blessed be with prosperity, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh increase, creativity with peace, love, harmony, just pouring in. for you and me. So mote it be. So mote it be. And now we're going to bathe ourselves in the green light of abundance, in the shimmering green light, and we're going to take all of this positive energy and we're going to ask it to form a beautiful thought form called Green Light Green. And that thought form is accessible to send your loving energy into and receive the bounty of the universe as we collectively create it with the following incantation. Green light, green light, green light, green, works just like Pan's love machine. Fun, love, joy, big money too, flows to we and we thank you. Green light, green light, green light, green, makes us loving never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money too, flows to me and I thank you. Green light, green light, green light, green, works just like Pan's love machine. Fun, love, joy, big money, too, flows to we, and we thank you. So, we have experienced the water of life. We have experienced the fire of life. We have experienced the air of the sandalwood and the sage. And I'm offering just a little prosperity powder to the altar and into the prayer bowl, knowing that all who are receiving it, have to grab a little bit more prosperity powder from the prosperity bowl, are being blessed as we ask our nature spirit friends to have fun with us as we declare, our words have power as of old, so hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring us silver, bring us gold, bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now have fun with me, and treasures bring most happily. Dance with magic, magic, glee, and as our will, so mote it be. Words have power, as of old. Hear us now, good elves and gnomes, to bring some silver and bring some gold, and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now have fun with me. Dance with magic, magically, and treasures bring most happily. Our words have power as of old. Hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold, and bring the lush green stuff that falls. Quickly now, have fun with me. Dance with magic, magically. Treasures bring most happily. As our will, so mote it be. With appreciation for the elemental forces, the fire of life, the water of life, the air of life, with the earth of life, and the spirit within and without, I declare prosperity for thee and me, our friends and family, with love to all who help, so mote it be. And now I reach up to the great sky and pull the sky energy into my being, saying the sky spirits love me. And I reach down to the great earth beneath my feet. And I pull that vitality, that strength, that supply, that energy into my being, saying, the earth spirits love me. And I reach out to all life everywhere, declaring and knowing that all life loves me. And I love me. And then I say, it is done in togetherness. And you can say it with me. It is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness. Now say it with me. It is finished in togetherness. For we have set it in togetherness. For we have set it in togetherness. With her, the great mother, and them, the spirits of the elements and the creative forces of light. And it is so. So mote it be. And now as I extinguish these flames, I know that they are symbols of the greater light within each one of us. Blessed be. So that's it. I declare you prosperitized.
I declare it received for myself and all. Thank you so much, Sammy. That was spectacular. as usual. I am confident that people who have listened and people who will listen over again and really, really extinguish any negativity and embrace all positive aspects and projection of what their will should be, what their will, what they want it to be, and bring in what they want rather than casting out and working against themselves. Because it's all about intent. It's all about what you project. And that's something that lots of people have a hard time working with. But I do know that within time, people seeing, you know, just the manifestation of all the goodness coming to them, that it will be.
Well, and, you know, the way, you know, as a spiritual scientist, which is part of our background in the lab, is we regard any challenge, no matter how harsh, as an opportunity for spiritual growth. So as a discipline, to say no to negativity and yes to positive energy, and to choose to change the channel rather than let the divine creative mind of your internal computer go over and over and over and over all the negative that has to happen, to when you catch yourself doing that, just flip it to the positive alternative. And just for fun, if you do have a computer, you can dial up ESP Lab, read one of Al's articles. It's sure to cheer you up and bring a smile and make you feel better.
Well, I tell you, I have read his articles since the mid-80s, and I have always been amazed and pleased to see how much positive energy that man, you know, just kept in his life. He was just the happiest man that the happiest magician that I've ever met, you know. And for that, you know, I was very loyal to lots of his teachings. So I encourage everyone to check out ESPLab.com to experience the same thing that I did, because I tell you, there's a lot to be learned. But with that, you know, Sammy, I'd like to publicly give back to you, because the ESP Lab is given to everyone else. Is there anything that you could reach out to say that you would like the public to give back to or to contribute to the ESP Lab, to help the ESP Lab grow, or anything you would like to say to you know, just go ahead, say whatever you like.
Well, you know, I was and am experiencing the benefit of the charmed life when Al passed on 3.5 years ago. He had said to me if anything happened to him, he did pass away at 78, would I step forward and take over the lab? I have, and I do work as a volunteer, and I also am a financial contributor. But, you know, if people want to be a member, and again, a member doesn't really require that they have any beliefs other than they have an interest in spiritual growth. Because we have members of all persuasions, whether we get folks from West Africa who say that they're into West African magic, or we might hear from a lady in New York City who happens to be a Presbyterian. It doesn't matter. It's just that the light is real, and the light is universal, and the light is there for everyone, and anyone can tune into it. The thing of it is with Al is he had multiple methods that were easy and fun and happy for people to tune into. So visit our website, which you can do for extended periods of time at no charge. If you feel like you would benefit through affiliation, it's only $2 a month for USA members and $3 a month for international members. And that basically just covers the cost of getting the newsletter out and the stamps, the postage. I pay the woman who maintains the database for doing that. But we are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3. Send us your thoughts, good energies, prayers. Send us your financial support. We're open to all of it. And thank you all for listening. And Mona, thanks to you for the opportunity. It's been a lot of fun, which is a key word in the ESP Lab. Al said if he couldn't have fun, he's not going. And that laughter really is a light attunement. And we all need to do more of that. It dispels the darkness, brightens the chakras, and is a health tonic. So live, love, laugh, and be happy. And celebrate the good life and know that it is seeking you now.
Excellent. Well, Sammy, that pretty much sums the show up, but I tell you, like always, you bring a very power-packed show. The lightning just comes in, the static comes in, and you know the electrical things just start going when I say Sammy from ESP Lab is coming in. Hence, you know, all the people calling in and me trying to search for you. But you know, today has worked out a whole lot smoother than before. As you said, three's a charm. So today has definitely been a charm for everyone, and I know that it will be a prosperity blessing for everyone as well.
Well, I agree, and I got inspired yesterday because I hadn't had a chance to listen to the last interview until yesterday, and as soon as I finished listening is when I got an email from our first German member who said she had just wired the funds for her membership. And that just reflects increase. And then I just wanted to make sure that I was tuned in to the show and got the right number. So I dialed up my computer, and the last email was someone saying how abundant the prosperity energy was working for them. So it can work for you. Be open to it. Turn to the light, and I'm sure things will only be better and better.
That's just wonderful. Okay. Well, everyone, I thank you so much. And on behalf of ESP Lab, I thank you for them. I know, you know, of course, Sammy, thanks everyone for tuning in. And please do listen to this show as often as you can. Give it, you know, the link to other people. You can find it on my website at monamagic.com. And that's monamagic.com, as well as going over to blogtalkradio.com/monamagic. But I tell you this, we're closing up everything right now, and all I ask from all of you is that when you do use your will, you use it wisely. Sammy, it's been wonderful, and I invite you again, you know, at another time, you know, when you do have a spare time. And definitely, I will keep you informed of all the prosperity testimonials that I receive, because I have been receiving some, and basically, if this has been a word-of-mouth situation, and I haven't been able to email you, but people are calling in, people are saying, you know, wow, that's a great show, so in the future, maybe we can do it again at some later time.
Mona, I'd love to. I have, of course, lots of things that interest me. I'd love to talk with you sometime about spiritual healings, and that would be my next topic of interest. Also working with angels for your highest good. But my thanks to you, my love to you, and appreciation for the invitation, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Excellent. All right, folks. Well, again, when you use your role, use it wisely. I have been your host, Mona Magic. Take care for now.